I bet that was a hoot to watch. You all red-faced trying to get out of doing work.
It wasn't that. I liked looking up at her.
Oh, you were just lazy. But I accepted it. That's all marriage is, accepting the annoying crap your partner makes you put up with.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
I really think we should redo the opening. We should have a new opening thing.
Okay.
I agree.
To incorporate our own Katie, who's eating something as the show begins today. Hi,
oh
Katie.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Did you even hear what I was just saying about you?
I was restarting the...
It's paying you a very high compliment.
Oh, thank
yes,
you.
I
was saying you ought to be incorporated into the beginning of the show.
Cry.
I think that would be lovely, don't you?
It's going to make her cry.
It is work for me.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
You're welcome.
She's back, incidentally.
Yeah, normal.
It is Monday, May 12th, 2008. Today on the big program, Jim Nance. His book is Always by My Side, A Father's Grace and a Sports Journey Unlike Any Other. Nancy will be here, our old friend Jim Nance.
Sure.
Was generous enough to give us 5 minutes more than he's giving everybody else.
Ten.
Oh, 10
yeah.
minutes more?
Mm-hmm.
It's
oh,
who
nice.
You know.
That's huge.
That's our normal interview. Our abnormal interview will be Mr. Todd Fligner. Turn that music down. I can't talk over it.
You don't like smoking?
My voice is still toast.
You're not better?
No. This could be a real ratings thing. This could be, like, amazing.
You know, is that what we're going to blame it on?
As they find out that, you know, I'm talking like this as life goes on. And now, of course, the calls will be coming in because I'm saying this, because they will prey upon my deepest, darkest fear. You know, I finally get the brass ring, my very own show.
Yes.
And then 1 month into it,
hi,
can we play a game? But speaking of the ridiculous, Todd Fligner, he is a filmmaker.
And
I use
star.
That I use that term loosely.
Fligner.
He made a film, hence filmmaker.
The film is a documentary. I use that term loosely.
Is it on film or video?
It's I don't know
DVD?
What it's on. It's
it, I don't got, mean that. I meant the original media.
Beth Ann has seen it. I have seen it. I don't know where she
no,
dug
I saw
this
the
guy
whole
up.
Thing.
You watched all of it?
Yeah.
How in the name of God could you do that?
I had nothing else
How
to
How could
do.
You actually sit
Mother's
there and
Day,
watch that?
And I was she, alone.
The movie is called Demons for Hillary. Calling him a filmmaker, calling the movie a film. This thing doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand how he makes his money. I don't understand where he gets his his motivation to do these films. I don't know who bankrolls him. I don't know if he's like a rich guy that does this for fun. I don't know if he's a poor man's Michael Moore.
We'll find out.
I mean, it's fascinating
stuff.
Those
are the questions.
Here are our phone numbers, or 1-877-365-3636, or you can AOL instant message us at Mike O, WJFK. Mm-hmm. Send emails to O'Mara at WJFKFM.com. Sometimes you wish you just had one thing. Could send
not
things
anymore.
To.
Not in this day
does
and
that,
age.
Does that make me sound like an old fart right
Maybe
there?
A little.
Yeah.
Man, I just wish we had one thing where you could send one number, you know?
Yeah, they were pigeons.
Give out the phone number. My day, my God, we had Betamax.
What about the fax? Do you want any faxes?
I want faxes. Send us a mimeograph. Have someone come down from the school and bring me a mimeograph. I'd appreciate that. You can get us online on the www at WJFK.com. Download our podcasts, which are still sweeping the nation. Very popular. Have you checked?
It was in the comedy category. We were 31.
Thank
That's
you.
Up,
You're welcome.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's up from 39.
No, it was 27.
It was 27 Friday.
Oh. Remember, you should remember these things. You know, you can hold on to a fact from a 1950s TV show,
right.
But you don't remember that on Friday she was here saying, well, you're number 27.
Number 27.
We have
How come your brain doesn't work like that?
Because we have her to remember that. It's not my job.
It's her job.
She doesn't know who Howard Keel is.
I do not.
Everybody do their job. That's all
right.
I ask.
Howard Keel. Coming soon, and I mean this soon because I've seen an actual a layout of it, MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Oh, yeah.
A very, very nice website that I think you're just going to find just a ducky.
Cool.
Lots to talk about on the program. My voice, a little trip over the weekend,
wow.
Something big coming up on the show. But why talk about that when we can get started with a call from San Francisco asking me why I hate Northern California? Hello,
yeah,
Jay. Jay doesn't get the joke. Jay.
No, I mean, it's like you and Rob, I mean, you guys got the, what is it, the Sacramento dance or something?
Now, hold on a second. You're calling from San Francisco, right?
Yeah, I'm on the freeway going to score some pot.
All right, that's good. Now, you're going down to San Francisco. Are you coming from Sacramento, or are you Are you actually from the Bay Area?
We get.
I have no bone to pick with San Francisco. I like San Francisco.
He's exempt, right?
Yeah, you're totally exempt.
Oh, okay. So it's just that that crusty little place up north where it's like, even though it's like 80 degrees and it's daytime, it's still nighttime. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Are you driving right now?
Yeah, I'm driving.
All right, write this down then. Are you driving fast?
How am I supposed to write it down when I'm driving?
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
That's another little Northern California thing.
He really is sort of answering his own question.
You know, you weren't born in San Francisco, were you?
Yeah, I was. St. Mary's Hospital.
Well, then why are you having that whole Sacramento vibe to this call?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got to, keeping it.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the call.
Davis,
appreciate
Stockton,
it.
Well Modesto, said. Napa.
Let's write them down.
It's not Napa.
The list?
All right, yeah. You got Sacramento. All starts from there.
That's the umbrella
that
covers it all.
Modesto.
Right.
Modesto, California. You got Stockton.
Davis.
Folsom.
Yeah, very much Folsom.
Chico.
Huge in
and
Chico.
The man.
Where did you go out drinking? You went out drinking somewhere with
Folsom.
That was Folsom? Okay.
We ended up in Folsom. That was Daryl and I when we were in the back of somebody's VW convertible.
I think that's the big five.
I don't remember exactly. Is that the big five?
I think so.
Why don't I think? Davis.
I said it.
You said Davis already?
Did.
All right, Davis, that's it. I think we've covered it all. That's Sacramento.
That's now, all start. Of those
we couldn't love that area anymore. That's why we went out to the Sacramento Valley Amphitheater. We loved it. We truly enjoyed it. And speaking of affiliates, why do I have this here? For WZAN. Am I supposed to record that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a liner. I thought it would be easier if you just did it on the air.
Oh, okay. All right.
So nobody talk.
Gonna do. Boy, why do I have to do it today when I've got the? Well,
use your sweeper.
This
voice.
This might be the voice that's like the best of the whole week.
Might be better today than tomorrow. We don't know.
Do a real low sweeper voice.
All right, here we go. This is for our affiliate, one of our great affiliates, long term affiliates, and near and dear to my heart because my cousins live up there. Mm-hmm. Say hi to Teddy. Say hi to my cousin John and my cousin Mary, my aunt Jean, and if he's visiting, my cousin Billy and Tito. And no, the whole family
Tito
up there.
O'Mara?
WZAN in Portland, Maine. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Let me take a little sip of water here.
It's all clear our throats.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, here we go. All right. It's Mike O'Mara.
You've made yourself laugh now.
I'm sorry.
All right, thank you, Mike. That was excellent.
That's all we need.
It's Mike O'Mara. What am I going to do if I'm in Maine like next month or a month from 2 months from now and I hear this?
I know what you're going to roll down your window and say, hey, come listen to this.
It's Mike O'Mara. See, I can't do it normally.
You want to do it later?
It's Mike. Just a minute. 3, 2, 1. It's Mike O'Mara. Ride home with me, Buzz, Rob, Beth Ann, and the whole crew this afternoon from 3 to 7. What am I going to do? Get me a doctor now. I need
perfect.
A doctor
Stat.
On the phone. Not right you when you leave, but I
okay.
but I swear to God.
So
I tried
now,
to call
you
a place.
Don't mean now.
Right. Here's the second one for WZAN, Portland, Maine.
Hit
wonderful. 9:70 a.m.
Hit the word Rob harder.
Okay. It's
hit Rob harder.
3, 2.
I'll hit him.
3, 2, 1. It's Mike O'Mara. Weekday afternoons. Ride home with me, Buzz, Rob, Beth Ann, and the whole crew from 3 to 7. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's
thank
fine.
You.
It's
appreciate
a keeper.
That.
No, I mean, I think it's we've gotten to a point now. We're going into our second week with this voice, mm-hmm. and I have to figure out, you know, what to do. I've either got to, you know, take some pills or steroids or something, but I've already taken steroids.
Beth Ann, label that the last session.
Let's go. Let's go to Richard. Richard and Scrapramento. No, I'm
hey
sorry,
guys,
Sacramento. Yes, go ahead, Richard.
Hey, you're leaving out Citrus Heights and Roseville. And Modesto's like 2 hours away from Sacramento.
I don't care. Modesto counts. We get tons of calls from Modesto.
Okay. Well, the place was great. I think you should keep it.
Thank you very much. Where was the city you said we're skipping? Because I've never heard of it.
Citrus Heights.
Citrus Heights.
Roseville.
Citrus Heights. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stop there. Stop there when you want to fill up. Citrus Heights. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing just great.
How you doing, sir?
I'm
hey
doing
there,
great.
Hi there, hello there. Yes, sir, I'm a lawman.
Which one of you guys used to be a policeman? Was it Buzz or
oh,
you?
Oh, finger guy. You are out of there.
That's right. Good.
Oh,
good
wow.
It was
that's
Beth right. Ann who used to be the policeman.
That's
but
right.
She was a matron.
She was a policeman. And speaking of our lovely Beth Ann,
frisk me.
You don't remember anything from Friday, do you?
Parts, but not probably the most
important
parts.
You're back to being like sullen.
Normal.
Yeah, I'm,
you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, which
thank
is
great.
No,
told you it wouldn't last.
Was there anybody more freaked out than I was on Friday?
No, and
by
rightly
this?
So, because she was not quite herself when we left here on Friday.
You were abnormal. You were really abnormal. Not only were you like doing anything we'd ask, and I don't mean like sexual or anything like that.
Thank God.
But you were doing like you were being Donna Reed. You were waiting on us.
Yeah, you were running.
Did you know that?
No.
You were crazy.
You don't even remember that from late in the show.
No.
Do you remember when I said I needed the scotch tape? I mean, I have a scotch tape dispenser right here. But I said, I need the scotch tape dispenser from the front of the radio station at the front desk. I need you to run and get it.
You were fetching pointless items just because you wanted to please.
And you were actually going,
oh, no.
You came out of your trance when Slicky Boy, his name?
Gary Conrad.
Gary Conrad.
He's a hypnotist.
And you looked at him as though, you know, he was the deity. You looked at him like he was Jesus. You came out, and this is the look. I remember the look. I wish this was TV and we could show this on TV. Someday, maybe we'll have that technology.
I'd love that.
Anyway, you looked up at him and you went,
no. Yeah.
You grinned at him like, oh, my God.
Glassy
Gary. Eye. And I said, that's not right.
I was left alone in a room with him.
Did he touch
the
you?
Door closed.
You didn't come out of your trance the same way a lot of people come out of their trances. You came out of your trance and you looked strangely like you were in love with him. You kind of gave him a loving look. And then I said, something ain't quite right with Beth Ann McBride. Oh, man, it was weird.
And the weird thing is that, you know, we've had hypnotists on and we've seen it before. But when he would put you back under when you were performing, quote unquote, was it not weird the way he could just pull her head into the side of his coat?
Yeah.
And
he would collapse and you'd be like right under his left nipple.
Yeah.
And then when you came out and then he leaves. Like to go to a gig or something, he leaves, he splits completely.
Am I like following him out the building?
No, you were just sitting there. You were like, hi, how are you? I'm Beth Ann. I said at one point, I said, I held my keys up and I said, will you go put gas in my car?
I remember that.
Uh-huh. Well, you remember, but what would you say if I, seriously, now think hard because this is important
that
you answer this.
Last break of today's show.
What if I was sitting here right now and I said, hey, will you go put gas in my car?
I would say something awful to you.
Exactly. Yeah. She's back.
Yeah, normal.
She's back.
Normal life.
Do you know you got us all ice cream cake, like, and seconds?
No.
Yeah,
you actually
when you
did
brought
that?
It in, I complained about the ratio of chocolate to vanilla.
And I went back.
And
you switched it.
Yeah.
Do you remember his last instruction to you before he brought you out for the last time?
No.
It was to be the best Beth Ann you can be. And,
that I was.
And I remember something about a brain massage.
20, 30 minutes, you really were.
Do you remember your brain massage that you were supposed to wake up feeling like you've had a brain massage?
Rejuvenated.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
It was weird how I felt afterwards.
Yeah. But weird for you, but weirder for us because you were running around. And Joe called in and said that you were actually running up and down the hallways.
Yeah.
That's how motivated
so
you
much
were.
Energy. Such a burst of energy.
And what was weird was I was exhausted all weekend.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
So you didn't feel refreshed?
No.
He's a carny. Let's go to Will in Sacramento. Will, don't talk. You're on the air.
No,
wait a minute.
No, didn't you hear Will right when I opened the phone line? He was like, nah, 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 well, yeah, nah,
but
know,
he can talk now.
Why should I listen? Nah, nah, yeah, go ahead, Will.
Hey, Mike, you forgot to mention Elk Grove as part of that big five as far as
you're the finger guy again. That's the finger guy.
Yeah, but you know, Elk Grove,
he has a nice voice.
Elk Grove is another good one. That could be part of the big six.
All right.
Beautiful voice.
I have to check in with Buzz Burbank because Buzz went to an absinthe bar over the weekend.
I did.
How was your weekend? Did you see anybody hypnotized there?
No, I did not. Mm-hmm. Just the effects of the absinthe, which were not very great because I didn't stay and pound them.
What do you mean an absinthe bar? Like a place that advertises it as an absinthe? Yeah, when it's not anymore.
Yeah, no. In the United States, there are now legal versions of absinthe. I'm not sure it's quite as strong as what you might import from, say, Czechoslovakia, but it's good stuff.
It's right next to the brothel.
They're in the old
casino.
It's right next to the Russian brothel.
In the old Belvedere Hotel in the Mount Vernon area of Baltimore, there is the Owl Bar, OWL, the Owl Bar, and they serve absinthe, and I had a lovely time there.
Oh, that's hot.
And at a sort of an outdoor crafts fair that the sun managed to come out for.
Look at how legitimate he's trying to make it sound.
Yeah. Bit on
listen
Sunday
to how he's making it sound like any other. He's not trying to make it sound like a den of iniquity, which
that's
it
right.
was.
Not ever mentioning the opium?
Did they have hookahs there?
Oh, and I did not see any hookahs.
They didn't have hookahs?
I'm sure there's a hookah bar around.
Did you go with your lovely bride?
Yes, I did,
Did she partake of the absinthe?
Yes, she did. We all had a wonderful time.
Did you go to another one of those swinging couples, friends of yours? Is that what you did?
No, just the three of us.
Oh,
no, there was nothing untoward.
Who was the third?
This time. Just a friend.
A friend.
Male or female?
A male in this case.
Oh, how nice.
Did
this person have a name?
Nothing happened, no.
Were you hoping?
No.
Okay, good.
I feel like he's on trial.
You can have friends.
Can you believe what it's like to interview him?
Like pulling teeth.
This is seriously. This will be the most. I should just let you do it. So I rest my voice over here because it's like you want to talk about an interrogation. I mean, there were people at Nuremberg that gave more information.
Even his body language is saying to us, "Don't ask me."
You could put him on
more.
A hook. Well, how about when he's in the office and we do our little round table? It's like, "How was your weekend? Anything you want to talk about?"
Yeah,
and Buzz said, "No, nothing. I went to an absinthe."
Normal weekend.
That's why I brought it up at the beginning, because when a guy's like that, then something happened.
No, nothing happened.
Who tell us about this friend of yours?
Well, his name is Dave.
How long have you known him?
I'd say 2 or 3 years, probably.
What's he do for a living?
Let's see. I think right now he's selling. He's a salesman.
Younger
I think,
or older than you are?
Trade. I think about a little younger, no. I suppose.
Is he in good shape?
I wouldn't go that far, no.
How tall is
no.
he?
Yeah, about my height.
I see. So short.
Is he gay?
No.
Does he have a wife?
No, he does not.
Is he a single guy?
He's bi-curious.
Did he meet anyone at the bar?
No. None of us met anyone at the bar.
How did you hook up with this guy? Kind of odd. Happily married couple and this guy.
Well, he's also a big Letterman fan. He used to work for the Letterman show, and he had some artifacts, some things that he shared with me.
That he gave to you or shared them?
Yeah, that he gave to me.
What did
actually.
He give you?
Let's see. I'm trying to remember now. There are some of Paul Shaver's.
Calm down, Buzz.
Some of Paul
I'm
Shaver's.
Uncomfortable.
Buzz, do you want a cold glass of water before we continue with
the
interrogation?
I'm fine. Extra headphones.
I'm fine.
Some are you sure?
I absolutely fine.
I can
yes.
understand why you feel uncomfortable. They like
Buzz,
ask you a question.
What now? I'm just asking you. I know you're fine, but I want you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, take a very deep breath. Deeper, slow. Little slower and a little deeper.
Boy, if I had a nickel.
Now.
Yes?
I just feel like playing the harp today. It's my favorite sound effect.
It is nice.
I want you, if you can,
mm-hmm.
to remember the evening with this strange man.
Be the best Buzz that you can.
That you introduced.
It wasn't an entire evening. It was just an afternoon. Some other friends.
Ooh. Afternoon delight.
Some other friends were participating in this crafts fair, and I wanted to go to that. And since my friend Dave also lives in
Baltimore.
Were
they making bongs?
No, they were not. Shirts,
take out the word
t-shirts,
craft
actually.
And insert the word hemp.
Hemp fair.
And hemp. It's a hemp fair.
Woody Harrelson there?
The shirts could have been made of hemp. I did not see Woody
Matthew
Harrelson.
Matthew McConaughey there.
God. You're firing questions at me.
I know. It's really, really, it's boom, 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 boom. He can't even enjoy his answers.
Matthew McConaughey was not there.
Are you criticizing me as an interviewer? You know, there you are again. It's either the timing's off or she's back.
Hypnotist.
Isn't she back?
Yeah.
Get Gary Conrad here. I like Donna Reed. I like to bring Donna Reed back.
You went to an absinthe bar first and mm-hmm. then to a craft fair?
That is right, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, well, we didn't
don't
get...
you think?
Because of time Pardon limitations.
Me? Now she's interviewing you, Mike. See what she's done there?
Now
I'm sorry.
Like, oh.
I was just going to let you enjoy his answers.
No throwing.
Enjoy his answers while I come in with throat cancer and do the show. It's no problem at all.
Sorry. Come on, Lucy. Let's get back on track.
How are you?
When you were asking him the questions, it was just sort of bang, 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 real quick.
That was part of the funny.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of the fun, you see. He likes that.
Did you?
I've
was?
Known him
I'm
for,
fine with it, yes. We've known each other for a long time.
But if you'd like to slow it down, you go ahead and pepper him with your triad questions, okay?
You always got to go back to the ride with
yes,
McBride,
I do.
You?
Yes, I do.
Just leave me alone.
Now, where you left off, you were talking about Buzz and that guy that gave him some of Letterman's discarded swimwear.
Yes.
Cue cards and Paul's music and stuff like that.
Did you get any good stuff? From the Letterman collection.
Yeah, I don't remember every item right now, but I know I have some.
Why should you? It was Saturday.
I know I have some of Paul. He gave this to me months and months ago. You asked how I met him.
You said that he gave you some memorabilia on Saturday.
No, I didn't say it was on Saturday.
You said no. I thought you said you went to an absinthe bar over the weekend.
I did. With this guy. But the stuff he gave me was long ago, which is the answer to your question. How did you meet him?
Oh, so that's why you're friends with him.
Yeah. Because we're both big Letterman fans.
Because he used bought to your friendship.
He used to work for the show, and yes, I can be bought.
What did he do for the show?
He was actually a page. He was an NBC page for the Late Night with David Letterman show.
Did he hear you on
NBC?
Did he hear you on the show?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. He's been a longtime listener.
Oh, so he was a stalker.
No, I wouldn't say that. He's actually worked for CBS.
Has he been to your home?
Yes, he has.
Okay.
You know...
Have your friends been to your home?
I don't have any friends.
That's right. I forgot.
That's right.
You know what that means.
I do.
Mm-hmm. But go ahead. Do you have any follow-up questions for him, Beth? No, really. I mean it. You've been listening, and so have I. Go ahead and ask him some questions.
It's time for Beth Ann to pass judgment.
Hello, George. George from Colusa, California.
Where?
Colusa.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, I love the new show. I've got to tell you guys. You guys are doing a great job. I'm very entertained.
Well, thank you. I'll be sure and tell Mike.
Okay, whatever. But anyway, so
Dave's at your house right now?
yes, he is.
What's his name?
Dave.
So he's Dave like Letterman.
Yeah, actually.
Does he talk like Letterman like you do sometimes when you're telling
a
story?
Not at all.
When you use Letterman gestures?
No, he doesn't do that.
Love that. Anything else about your weekend?
No, it was lovely. I had a great time. That's all I can think of right now.
Did you get wasted?
No, and not with the absinthe, no.
Did you drink it like we drank it?
Oh, does Dave like that?
No, because there was limited time in the afternoon, so there was only time for one glass of absinthe.
You had to get to the craft fair.
And I can answer that question, Rob.
Before moving on.
Of course he does.
I know.
Question?
I know.
I'm sorry,
I missed it.
Yeah.
You're not in his home if that's not the case.
You ignored my thought. I want to know if, other than the absinthe, if Dave liked other things.
No, I don't believe he does, actually.
Really?
Yeah, shocking, isn't it?
Oh, then I stand corrected, and may I offer a humble apology?
Yes, you may.
I'm very sorry. So
it's quite all right.
He doesn't
partake. No, he doesn't. No.
Do they make a big deal of the absinthe presentation at this owl bar? Do they do fire?
Actually, they do. And this is the first time I've ever had the absinthe with the sugar cube set on fire first. You moisten it with a little bit of the alcohol, and you light the sugar cube, and it melts into the drink, and it works very well.
Oh, God. I hate Mondays.
Why?
Because you're talking about something that you do on the weekends.
And, right.
He's talking
looking back.
Yeah. You know, weekend. What if we were to have like an absinthe show on a Monday? That would be that would be rehab. I swear to God, Dr. Drew would be back on the show and he'd be saying, Mike, go back into rehab right now.
It would be a short week.
Well, so your friend Dave, the evening ended roughly what time?
I would say actually about 5:30 p.m.
What time did it start?
It was an afternoon thing, about 1:30, something like that.
That's nothing.
No, of course it isn't. It was just a...
It doesn't compare to what I did.
Get together for lunch and drink. What'd you do?
I gambled and saw women.
Well, boy.
Dancing women.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I missed that part.
Let's see. You can pepper me with all the questions you want about
that. Did you
set
anything on fire?
So Carla was out of town.
Hold on. We've got a call from DJ from Astramento. Hello, DJ.
I just want to ask Beth Ann if she can talk a little Japanese to me.
He's commenting Chinese. You're in the wind tunnel, so we'll get you out of there. Do you remember doing that?
No.
If we ask you to pretend to speak Chinese right now, could you do it?
Could you sing in China?
It was better.
It was more realistic when you were under.
Oh.
But you did it.
She's so normal now.
Yeah.
All right. Here was the biggest question I got over the weekend about you.
Okay.
As far as your performance on Friday, both when you were under and also after you were taken out of your trance, the biggest question I got from everybody, and I'm sure you guys got
everybody.
The same thing.
All the dancing ladies.
Were you? No, I'm not talking about them.
Okay.
It's too far away. They don't listen.
They could podcast.
Yeah, that would get us up to number 30.
Yeah.
Comedy section. Uh-huh. My question to you would be...
comedy hooker section.
You weren't faking it, were you?
No.
Not a chance?
No.
I didn't think so. Do you think that there's even a chance she was faking it?
No, actually, I was convinced. And I kind of had to fake it the last time he was here. Because it didn't quite take with me.
You know why? Because that would have helped the show.
Because that's my mission in life.
It's to ruin the
make
show.
It as difficult for you as possible.
That's the funny.
I'm having a delightful time with it, by the way.
He learned that from Dave.
His friend. Dave. Matt Letterman. His friend that just won't admit he's gay.
That's right. He's living living in the guest house at his place.
Because everybody that heard you, Beth Ann, on the show on Friday, really, you were so unlike, you know, to see your face. Mm-hmm. I've never seen you that. Normally, you know, you just... how do I put this nicely?
I believe you said a bump on a frog's ass. I think you said that.
Let's just say
that
you're a realist. You're a realist.
Right.
And you don't exactly, and I mean, you're a very sweet person.
Okay.
And you're a hardworking person.
Okay.
And there's no one I would rather have produce this show than you. You know that. I've said that on the air.
Cut me now.
That was part of what I said to the higher-ups here. I said, I don't want to do it unless Beth Ann's going to be the producer.
Right.
And with all that said, you don't exactly, you don't beam rays of sunshine when you come. You're not somebody who is always just like, life is just a bowl of cherry. You're quite the opposite. You're very realistic. And, you know, someone could say to you, this is my picture of your personality. Someone could say to you, Beth Ann, that, you know, you have just won the Mega Millions, $120 million. and you would probably, your answer would be, oh,
God, it was
what am
$280
I
last week.
Or
what about the taxes?
What are the taxes? Yeah. What am I going to do with it? Am I right?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
But you got to think
about
that.
You were the polar opposite of that.
If I can add to that.
Yeah, go ahead.
She really doesn't have what I would call a theatrical background.
No, not at all. You wouldn't think that she's the type of person who wants to run around and
acting.
You know, and
but
do,
the way you
do
were
skits,
singing and singing in other languages, mm-hmm. and talking, right. and doing mimicry of your coworkers.
Was I? Oh,
you were
nice.
Very outward and good at that.
Thank
cheerful,
you.
Yeah. Just
when,
cheerful.
When did you? Because I guess this would have been when it wore off. When did you start feeling exhausted?
Saturday.
What
so,
time?
Do you remember
when
anything?
I woke up.
Do you remember anything from Friday night? What happened when you got home on Friday night?
I worked out.
Right.
For an hour.
Mm-hmm. An hour.
Then yeah. I came home.
That's good.
Yeah!
Pilates.
And then I had some stuff TiVo'd.
You what?
I had some stuff TiVo'd.
Watch some TV.
Okay.
And then I went to bed.
What did you TiVo?
It was boring.
Yeah, what do you watch on TiVo?
It's all HGTV stuff. You don't
really?
Wanna, yeah, you don't want to
House
know.
And Garden?
Yeah. You don't want to. I know.
Boy.
You rent an apartment.
Flip this house.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say it. See, that's where you can be crueler than me.
Yeah, that's true.
That's actually a level of cruelty.
Yeah,
I was
logic.
You live in a condo.
It's about your space. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Know? Yeah, feeling homey in your space.
Okay.
It doesn't mean you have to own it.
That's true.
But
that's
you still
true.
Live there.
Decorating stuff. Not
that's
so much
right.
the gardening.
Yeah.
All right.
So you woke up Saturday. Did you sleep? Were your sleep patterns in any way unusual Friday after being hypnotized?
Normally, I wake up 6:30
right.
on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up and went right back to bed.
Wow.
That's unusual
yeah.
for you.
Now
and
everybody's
going
to want to be hypnotized.
Here's another question that I know people in the audience will want to know. You made a comment.
Oh, no. Was it awful?
No.
Was
there was
wonderful.
Nothing you said. It was wonderful for you know the people that have wondered about your you know your celibacy. You said that this is going to be the weekend that
God.
I do it.
Right.
Didn't you say something along
no.
those lines?
Exactly.
This is going to be the weekend. And I was just wondering that maybe in your... Uh-huh. Hayes, you do remember everything from Friday night, right? You didn't, you know, you didn't look down there at your days and you just go, I don't remember it. I think someone's been there. I didn't.
No.
Nothing like that
nothing
happened.
Nothing like that. No.
Okay.
Did
Sorry.
You even call CK?
No.
You were, I've never seen anything like it. I have never yeah. seen anything like that in
it
my life.
It was very queer.
It was very
queer.
Yeah. Now, that's a queer thing indeed, but no memory of it at all.
No.
And now you feel back to normal.
Yeah.
I can tell.
It was fun.
It was fun.
You know, I was the one that was like wanted her back more than anybody else.
I
wanted her,
I know.
You know, her hangdog depression, saying horrible
well, see,
things on the show like
that
there's
part.
No. Boy, I tell you.
You know, yeah,
maybe a little halfway.
For 20
know?
Minutes.
Get Gary Conrad on the
for
phone.
For 20 minutes, we had a dame bringing us ice cream, and you just wanted that to stop. I didn't understand.
No memory of the bringing
just what you needed.
No memory of the bringing us ice cream.
No. I mean, that was
that
the
you
cake,
were out
right?
of the yeah, you were out of the trance after that. He said he was gone. He was on the beltway when you were bringing us cake.
In his amazing hypnosis mobile.
He was. And Rob, he was. And how about the help he offered, too? Ah, let her get over it over the weekend.
She'll be fine.
Yeah.
She'll
Take
be
care.
Fine over the weekend.
Call me Monday if there's
You's
a problem.
Wearing them underpants.
It was very, very, very strange. But Man. You're feeling good now, right?
Yeah, I feel bad. I feel more myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was
yeah,
weird.
It was
yourself.
A bad weather weekend, too. It was yeah. very strange on the weekend. Mm-hmm. I woke up very well rested. Of course, I was alone by myself in my house, mm-hmm. All by my onesies. Carla oh. was in Florida.
Were you
Florida.
Wearing a onesie?
I was not wearing a Robert onesie. I do not own one of those. In fact, I sleep in my underwear. That's what I wear to bed.
I
in case anybody was
nude.
Wondering. Huh?
I imagined you in the
oh,
nude.
Oh, you did not. Stop it. That's ridiculous. No,
I
not
I imagined
I
you.
I wear boxers and an occasional t-shirt, and sometimes I don't wear the t-shirt.
Can you see the boxers?
Yay. What?
Can you see the boxers?
Yes, I can see the boxers. You mean? No, it's the penis you can't see
when
you don't have the boxers on.
Because I know when
you
I'm
look down
bed,
and you go, "Hey, what's happening down there? Moss look, growing on the thing."
I look like the guy from the game Operation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
It's very, very disturbing. But why was I talking about that?
It was your weekend.
Alone. I too had a very pleasant, blissful early evening. Mm-hmm. Played a little online poker, but I think I was seriously in bed. By 10:15, 10:30.
On Friday.
And I was out like a light.
Sure.
Because the voice was still bothering me,
Long,
and I
sure,
wanted
sure.
to chill out. And woke up on Saturday, putted around the house a little bit, had some funeral business to take care of regarding the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I call it, you know, where you
right.
basically...
Right.
We're actually, you know, in the process of selling it. Mm-hmm. And so I had to meet with the guys that are selling it. And, you know, it's
making the arrangements.
Is it fine?
It's fine.
It's fine. Yes, Regis.
Fine. Fine.
Can I say that?
Yes.
So it was fine, and
it was fine,
and decided I'd take a little motorcycle trip.
Ah.
Called my friend
ride
Peter.
The bike more than I thought you
almost
ever
5,000. Got almost 5,000 miles.
Therapeutic.
Yes. Yes. And I said, where to go, and we decide we're going to go. Like that little gay gesture that I just gave you?
Yeah,
where to go?
That really doesn't match owning a Harley Davidson.
When you first got the bike.
I'm a Harley man.
Do you remember when you first got the bike?
Yeah.
I was here.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter was here with me.
Right.
And one day,
mm-hmm.
she was driving down Main Street.
Right.
And you were making a left-hand turn.
An illegal left-hand turn.
Yes.
She called me on my cell and said, I think I just saw Mike O'Mara on his bike. He is going to get killed.
Why?
She said.
I'm good at it.
This was 3 years
ago.
Yeah,
this is way back.
You just took a long time to take the turn. So that has always stuck in my head that
she took
the time to call me.
You know.
And every time you tell me you're
blissful.
Riding your bike.
It's just blissful. There she is. She couldn't remember a positive memory if it was there. But if her daughter's calling and saying he's going to get killed.
He's going to die.
She pulls that one back immediately. It's like, because I was going too slow.
I thought you might tip over.
750 pounds of machinery, Beth Ann. You know,
well, Everett,
I'm much better at it right now.
I know.
But, you know, if you do say left-hand turn, I'm much more spasmodic on my left-hand turning side than I am on my right turning side.
Why is that?
I don't know. See, I think it's a stroke. It's one of the strokes.
And I couldn't do right
Depends
turns.
On which nodule the vocal cords are, you know.
Maybe it's because you're left-handed.
Well, I had trouble crossing over backwards on my left side. When I was going backwards,
uh-huh.
going backwards on my left side, I was not drinking.
You
at
were
all.
Drinking.
You ate the yoni.
No, I was. I don't know why I played that. I just felt
I
like it.
It's always good.
But fine. I was backing up, and I used to have trouble with hockey skating that way. Same thing going left when I'm on my motorcycle. I can't. I just don't do it as well. But I've also got 5,000 miles, and I think I'm a rather experienced biker.
Indeed.
Although there are people with hundreds of thousands
of
miles.
Sure. That's right.
I was very, very excited.
It's a landmark for you, though.
It was just something that always stuck in my head. So when I would hear from you periodically after I left or when you talk about it now,
right.
I just remember the time she called me and said, I saw Mike O'Mara mm-hmm. making a left hand on his
down.
Motorcycle, and he's going to get killed.
Yeah. I ride all the time.
Look, you cheated death, you're alive.
I literally say a prayer every time you tell me.
I took to it rather naturally. I was kind of a natural at it.
Okay.
Would you like to call
unlike some other people on the show.
Buzz.
Buzz didn't take to it.
See, that's your account of
the
story.
He didn't have the coordination.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't believe anything this man says.
He didn't.
Would you like to have a word with Jennifer McBride during the next break?
Yes, I would. I'd love to hear from Jennifer McBride.
Yeah.
What does she look like now? Do you have a picture of her?
She's so pretty.
A current picture of her? I'd love to see what she looks like.
Are you going
to
draw a picture of her?
No.
Ben's going to sketch something out here.
I'm going to give you her cell phone number.
Okay, we can call her.
What is she? Do you have a photograph?
Of her?
Yeah.
No, just a photograph.
I have it in my phone.
I'd like to see what she looks like now. She's how old?
She'll be 23.
23.
There was a good McBridian answer there.
What?
You're talking about Jennifer McBride. You say, do you have a picture? And she says, of her?
That's her. Mm-hmm. That's the way she looks. You know, she's back. She's completely back to normal.
Absolutely.
But I have 4,763, something like that.
That's pretty good.
4,700 miles there, and you never did take to it, did you?
No, that's not entirely true. I ended up not purchasing a bike, and then if you don't ride, you're out of practice. I'd probably need a refresher course.
But you didn't purchase a bike because you didn't take to it.
No, that's not entirely true. I didn't have a place to store it securely, and I only live a few, I don't know. I just never got around to it.
But you didn't have passion for it.
Okay. Not enough passion to run out and buy a bike, no. No.
You're not going to give me that one. You're not going to give me that you just didn't have the passion for it.
Okay, say that.
No.
I don't have the passion to argue
about it. I'm
not
trying to put words. You don't have the passion to argue about it.
Do you want to call Jennifer now or after we break?
We'll do it after we break. Okay. And in fact, we have to break right now because we've got Nancy, the man, Jim Nance, coming up later on. He'll be in the 4 o'clock hour. And he's on a tight time schedule.
Sure.
Always guys, but my favorite guys. I'll give you extra 8 minutes.
I didn't finish the biker story of the weekend because I ended up crossing state lines, Rob.
Isn't that against the agreement?
No. Ended up going to West Virginia. Where there was gambling and, well, I like to call it the ballet. That's what we did on the weekend.
I know what that means.
Lots of fun coming up. Our first buzz of the afternoon. And we also have some information on a similar note about motorcycles that'll be coming up in our next segment. We will be right this after.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.